It's Mitchell Tenpenny with Same Moon on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and Ashley Reynolds with Kids on the Block has joined me in studio. We like got back-to-back weeks. How did we do that?
I know. I'm like, you're probably like, why did I do this to myself?
No, I just wasn't even thinking. It's the way that the events fell.
Yes, you've seen me 3 out of the last 4 days. So it's good for me. It's probably not for you.
It's always good for me.
Yeah, the puppets are just hopping right now.
They are.
The puppets are all over the place. Yeah, we had Scotty's Pound the Pavement, which you emceed wonderfully on Saturday. I got tons of compliments.
Thank you.
I know you had parents come up to you and say things, and I had volunteers and board members say things to me about how well you did, and it was an amazing Saturday. 347 kids crossed the finish line.
Yes.
And it was a lot in a short amount of time, and we did it. We did it, didn't we?
It was a fun morning, a beautiful morning for those kids' races, and you know, all the money going back to Kids on the Block, and have another fundraiser coming up this weekend, the 16th and 17th. Now, why did you do this to yourself?
We're on the Central. You're assisting me to say we're on the Central Kentucky Tournament Series Tour. So an area tennis tournament that that has just a certain series. It's had a lot of built-in participation, and so it's good for us to be on it. And thank goodness we were given a spot. And this Saturday and Sunday are our spots. And so we have great lineup of volunteers. We have 80 tennis players registered so far. The registration goes through a couple of days. It's the 4th through the 12th. So people have, what is today? They have till tomorrow.
11th.
Till the end of the day tomorrow. End of the day tomorrow, that is when registration ends. Tennis is, you know, different from running. Running, you can walk up the morning of and say, I want to run, and you just do it. Tennis is this whole other world where you got to do days in advance because they have to do levels and pairings, and it's just a different world. So even if you just play tennis for fun or you've never been competitive, you know, it's we have all levels come out there, and the tennis community is just so encouraging in this region. So we're excited. Chad Young is our tennis guru. He does the tennis side, and then, of course, Kids on the Block volunteers, you know, man all the tables we need to man, and we'll have shirts, goodie bags, snacks. But yeah, 2 days of tennis, cktstour.com. We route people there because they register through the tournament website. But it's really easy to register, cktstour.com. If you have any issues registering, you can call our office, 842-2259. You can ask for Ashley. You can reach out their email, ashley@kykob.org. But I think there's a lot of people that play tennis recreationally, and they've never competed, and they probably would do really well. So we're super excited. It'll go toward our educational public programs, allowing, you know, schools in the region to get free programs. And of course, we're always still looking for volunteers. Some people, you know, message and say, hey, someone came up with my child. So if you want to get involved with Kids on the Block, you're one of our biggest volunteers. If anybody wants to reach out, if they have some hours, then we'd love to network them in. Because I think all of us just want to have purpose, you know.
Yeah.
I get a lot of it through my job, but I had a board member one time that said, Kids on the Block is my psychological paycheck. My job is my paycheck, but Kids on the Block, you know. And I'm very lucky I get both my jobs, but I have to have myself sometimes go, I need to volunteer somewhere because this is my job. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's just looking to get involved with something, you know, we as you know, we need a lot of people to keep the puppet train going. And we're just so thankful. This last school year, you know, over 30,000 kids impacted, child abuse, cyberbullying, mental health changes, life-changing programs that change a child's life forever.
Yes,
forever.
Yes. So if you want to find out more about Kids on the Block, you can go to kykob.org. There's tons of information there, tons of information on the events that are coming up. I know we have Shamrock Sprint. No, it's called Spooky Shamrock.
You're good.
Sprint.
You're good.
That's coming up in October.
October 18th. That's the last leg of the Triple Challenge. Usually you would have awarded the Triple Challenge winner Saturday, but because of weather, and it's just been a crazy year weather-wise, we will be awarding them Saturday. And we actually have while I'm on the phone with you, we actually set a tentative date for Dash.
Oh, we did.
Yes. Amanda worked on tentative. We got to run it by you. So I hesitate to announce it. But we went to the expo Thursday, the business expo, mm-hmm. and wanted to get the word out to sponsors. So we sent a tentative date of April 18th. So I've got to get with Kelly, Lauren, Aaron, all of our people we put a tentative is the word, Kelly. Tentative. Tentative.
First, I've heard
tentative.
Of this.
Yeah, tentative. No. Tentative. Tentative. Anyway, but that expo is just a great opportunity to connect with sponsors. And
absolutely.
Anyway, so yeah, lots of stuff going on, but we just hope we're impacting your children, your schools. And so just ask your kids, are you seeing Kids on the Block programs? Ask your kids, what do you have going on at school? What do you, you know, just talk to your kids. We're all in our phones and in our own worlds. And we just, kids, some kids raise their hands, these programs. They don't even have a question. They just want to be called on. Yeah. They'll go, I don't have a question, because they just need interaction.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of that, of not giving children the interaction and attention that they need. So yeah.
The power of the puppets, is pretty amazing. So Ashley, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks
have a great week.
Me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have eight in a row to kick off next on WHHT.